You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The ecosystem approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Today, we're talking about archaeology. But it's not about digging up ancient treasures. It's about digging up the story of your life and being able to, we're going to teach you how to clear some of that today,
or a lot of it today,
and see how it affects you. Exactly. So today we are talking about archaeology, but it's not about digging up ancient treasures. It's about digging up the stuff in your life and how it affects you today. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, what do you mean digging up your life? What does that mean? And isn't that just, you know, when we do things like that, isn't it about whining and complaining about the past?
Well, it can be.
Okay.
You know, because if you just constantly take these stories of your past and just reprocess them over and over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
Even for yourself, it can be really tedious.
Tedious and very toxic.
The big difference with the ecosystem approach
is
that when you dig it up, then we clear the negative energy associated with those stories.
That is correct.
And it's a form of healing, you know.
Truly healing the dramas, traumas, and chaos of your past.
You know, one of our most popular shows was the time travel show.
When
people go back in time and actually go back in the past
and heal.
Heal.
Yeah, look at something and then heal.
Archaeology is very similar in that, we dig up those stories.
Yes.
And we heal them at the source.
Yes.
And that's way different than just saying, oh, you know, my mother didn't love me, blah, blah, blah.
Right. Yes.
Know? So, well,
and the reason that we get stuck in, oh, my mother didn't love me, or somebody didn't love me, or this was awful, is because we don't know what else to do with that.
Right.
The energy of it all.
Right. And for us, it's like, it's an opportunity to clear. And oh my gosh, that's when real change happens. That's when real transformation happens. So I want to tell everybody the story, which is kind of a little embarrassing, but this is a great example. So
it really is.
I recently working with someone to help me with my allergies. And one of the things that always comes up is I have a sensitivity to dairy.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a nutritionist tell me about 4 years ago that, you know, I should avoid dairy. That
completely.
Sort of thing. Yes.
That kind of thing.
All those things, you know. Yeah. So, and I've always known that dairy is mucus forming since I have allergies, that it kind of goes hand in hand. So it's not a big surprise. But when I was in college.
It
was in college.
Okay.
My dad wanted me to get an internship during the summer.
Yeah.
And so he set up. He called around. He got to the Minnesota Dairy Association head, and he called him up. And he.
By the way, Jason grew up in Minnesota.
Yes, and so It wasn't American Dairy Association. It was the Minnesota Dairy Association.
Oh, excuse me. Yes,
and so he got me a job, and I was a supervisor at the dairy bar.
Okay.
And in the Minnesota State Fair, if you've ever been to the Minnesota State Fair, it's the dairy state. So the dairy bar at the Minnesota State Fair is a big deal.
And it's very busy, and everybody comes
We had people three and four and
deep.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Continuously from morning to night.
Oh, wow.
And I was working like 14, 16-hour days.
Oh.
And but we could have all the soft serve ice cream, sundaes, milkshakes that we wanted. And so, you know, back then I was kind of stupid about nutrition, but I thought, well, hey, it's free. So for 16 hours a day for 2 weeks, I was eating that stuff. And at the end, my mom took me to the doctor because I was feeling a little off.
A little, yeah.
You know, and the doctor said, well, I remember this. It was really deadpan. He had no personality anyways, but it was really deadpan. He said, well, milk products do tend to be constipating. And I guess what the problem was that I
have too many milk products.
Constipated forever. So,
yes. Okay.
So, it's a nasty story, but the truth is, okay.
Okay.
So I just recently, you know, I've been trying to get rid of my allergy to dairy because one of the things I really miss is cheese and pizza, stuff like
sure,
that,
sure.
You know, and it's not that I'm a big, I wouldn't drink milk. It's not
I've never known you to ever.
No. Yeah. So, you know, it's not like I want a lot of dairy products, but you know, having a piece of cheese once in a while or something, some cheese sure, on a topping sure. or whatever. So I started clearing it myself. I said, okay, well, I can do this. So I started going into the story. But and as we did this, and actually you're the one that helped me with this the most.
I admit.
But and we're going to talk about buddy clearing and how that helps with
and it
with,
really
with
is
the archaeology
yes,
of your life.
Absolutely.
But I thought it was it was this dairy bar story, right? It was this having this milk and
this is when it really showed up for the very first time.
Well,
that kind of
thing. I didn't know it at the time,
right? But
you
that
know?
Kind of thing.
Right. That's
you
when
you saw that as being the beginning.
I saw that as the root. But yeah. we kept clearing. And then it was Patricia that saw it was, well, it was my dad.
And
it wasn't the dairy bar per se. Actually, I kind of had fun at the dairy bar.
Sure.
You know, everybody liked ice cream cones, that sort of thing. But it was my dad that he kind of pushed me into it.
Right.
And he got it for me. You know, it was a good experience. But the way he went about it just felt really off to me.
Even back then,
yes.
correct? Well, and what I found, can I jump
yeah.
in and talk about that? What I found was that his father had put what I would call a claim or a possession on Jason regarding this whole instance that said, you owe me. In other words, his dad was saying, Jason, you owe me because I got you this.
And what he was saying is that, oh, look how, you know, look, you should do what I say now because
yes.
I got this for you and therefore,
and
you know,
that makes that makes me good at everything that I do.
Yes. And I knew I've always had this aversion. I've always had this difficult relationship with my dad and this just kind of made it worse. It wasn't the dairy that was it. It
no.
just was the symbol of that control
but
over my dad.
What the energy of the whole thing regarding your dad, it attached to dairy. And even gluten.
Well, exactly. Gluten is a different thing. But so we started clearing that with about my dad.
Yeah.
And I had a piece of pizza the other day.
And he did what? Great.
No effects. So I'm going to keep working on this.
Yeah.
But here's the problem, okay? If you see it as only a health thing, you miss the point of the archaeology that we're talking about today.
Good,
you know,
good point. Good way to say it.
There are a lot of alternative medical practitioners that see this energy of the physical body, but not as emotions.
Right.
So someone might try and take away, clear the energy that I have, the negative energy I have associated with dairy.
Right.
And just clear it that way. The problem is, and this is what we see, and we've been doing this for 20 years, this is why we get the results that we do.
Exactly.
This is why you should be doing the ecosystem approach, by the way. But anyways, is because we name it as an emotion.
Right.
And that gets to the root. And so when I found that I had this aversion to dairy, I could have said, well, it's because of how I felt about I didn't get to the real root until Patricia was looking and we kept clearing about this. So this relationship I had with my dad,
right.
That was the root. And that's why I was so effective
right.
clearing the dairy.
Well, you know what, Jason, I have another story and then we'll move on. And the story is that my mother was an artist. She was an amazing artist. She was a portrait artist. I mean, but she could draw anything. And I always wanted to draw and paint and she was also very talented with music and rhythm and that sort of thing. And I always wanted to be all of those things because it fascinated me. And what we found was that my mother didn't give me those gifts or permissions to do those things, especially in front of her or in the house I grew up in, because she was jealous that I had amazing talent. And I realize that might sound like I'm patting myself on the back, but that's not it. We saw that one for me early on when we were doing the ecosystem approach. And yes, I've cleared other things around it, of course. But my point being that it made a difference in how I progressed forward.
And the point is that if you're just clearing energies without getting to the emotions.
Or the root cause.
Well, the emotions are the root cause.
That's what I mean.
Yes. Then you're not getting to it. And there's so many practitioners out there that work on the physical body.
Yes.
But they don't deal with the emotions.
Yeah.
And so here's the summary of this, okay?
Okay.
The root cause, when it comes to clearing these negative energies attached to you that keep you from your potential in all sectors of your life, whether it's health, relationships, money.
Well, exactly.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Is you have to get to the root, and those root causes are always expressed as emotions.
Yes.
Sometimes we use, this is a little caveat, we talk about intangibles.
Right.
But those can connect with the story and then to the emotion.
Exactly.
So you need the story of your life that's unique to you. It's not my story. It's not Patricia's story.
Right.
It's your story.
Right.
And then convert that to emotion and how that affects this particular issue.
Okay.
And oh my gosh, it's amazing.
It is. It truly is. So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The past contains energies that affect us today. They have to be cleared.
Mm.
And the energies of the past need to be cleared by naming emotions, connecting with our emotional story.
Yes.
And always dig deeper and keep clearing for every issues to find additional things that are connected to your story.
Love it.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you that your story is foundational and how to clear it in powerful ways.
In the next segment, we're going to talk about why digging up your past is not easy and why it could be the most difficult puzzle you ever put together. By the way, I think it's the most fun. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Mind to Heart with me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee-skippy to that, baby.
Do you have 22 minutes to transform your life? Join spiritual practitioner and award-winning author Karen Mills Alston and award-winning publisher and broadcaster Sean Patrick Murray as they ask and answer life's most essential questions. Learn to participate in life fully, develop your gifts and talents, be open to limitless possibilities, and become available to your greatest yet to be, all in just 22 minutes a week. Now on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Ascending with the Octurians with Vivian Chouvette. Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio every second and fourth Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are shifting from this third dimensional plane of reality to higher octaves of life. Let us reclaim our sovereignty as a united family of light and manifest the planetary ascension. Our return to Prime Creator. For information on our services and to connect with Vivian, visit infinitehealingfromthestars.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Hobert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Hobert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyhobert.com. That's drkathyhobert.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about digging up your past and why it could be, well, that it's just not easy, and why it could be the biggest, most complex puzzle that you'll ever do. But I want to add, it can also be a lot of fun.
And satisfying.
And satisfying, exactly. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, I know uncovering your story is a big puzzle. Is that why the ecosystem approach is so effective?
Yes.
Okay.
In a word, you know, we have a lot of people that come to us and say, oh, your program is like this program over here or this program over here.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not that we're that competitive, but we understand what's really unique about the ecosystem approach is that our clearing statements can be very, very, very specific.
Right.
And we frame it in such a way that we get to the root, to the heart
yes.
of what the difficulty is. You know, let's go back to the dairy bar for a minute, okay?
Oh, okay.
You know, most people would see, yeah, the dairy bar might be the root cause of my dairy allergy or whatever yeah. you want to call it. But most people wouldn't get to this idea that
it was connected
to my dad
yeah.
and his control of me.
Right.
That has nothing to do with dairy, frankly, you know.
It's true.
It has nothing to do with dairy, but that's how my body interpreted it. And that's how your emotions are never logical. They don't work that way.
Right.
And these associations that are really kind of weird from a logical standpoint make sense in terms of the emotions. And that's why we've been so effective, I think, right. over the years is
yes.
because we see things in terms of emotions and then we keep going to the root.
Exactly.
You know,
step by step.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I had a client recently told me about going to a practitioner who used a lot of electronic devices.
Okay.
And she went there to clear her body. She cleared the frequencies and vibrations that overcome imbalances.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with that. And I've seen that work. It can be effective.
Yeah.
But it's a level of superficiality. So if you have, let's say you have, I'm going to talk about this.
Yeah, I wouldn't have even thought of it that way.
If you have cancer. And you yeah. go to someone with vibrational stuff like that.
Sure.
Cancer is always an emotional disease.
I've never seen it not be, no matter where that cancer is.
In other words, that doesn't mean that you're emotional about it. It means that the root mm-hmm. cause, the story of it, comes from your essence.
Right.
And it has to do with your emotional story.
And in other words, I'll say it to the way I understand it. The emotions that where the cancer is, we'll say it that way, they're first off unique to you and they come from your story in your life. And that when you start removing those things,
yes.
when you start removing them, and by the way, it often is layer by layer by layer, you will find other things that you would have never thought were connected to cancer.
So,
well, and I'm going to just say breast cancer is one of the largest, I think it's the third largest cancer in the world. And whenever I work with anyone that has breast cancer or had breast cancer, I guarantee you there's an anger and a hurt that they keep close to the vest, i.e. your heart, and i.e. your breast, really, that really can affect you.
Right. But here's the important part of that, okay?
Okay.
What we understand is negative energy. And the story that is expressing itself through breast cancer, let's say you you go through the treatment, whether it's an alternative treatment or the traditional treatment, right. Radiation, chemotherapy,
or both,
and you overcome it, that negative energy is still there.
Because you haven't cleared it.
At the root, by expressing it in terms of your emotional story, exactly. and emotional statements,
it's exactly that, right.
that are part of the clearing process.
Exactly.
So, and what does that mean? Well, what we see is that negative energies always move around.
Yeah. And, you know, Jason, that's a really, really good point because, in traditional medicine, they can even remove things such as breast and many other things in the
tumors.
Body. Tumors, yeah. Exactly.
We were talking about cancer, so yeah.
We were, exactly. And the problem is that we have never seen it not go someplace else and come out in a different way or attack even harder.
And that doesn't mean that it comes out in a physical way either.
Exactly.
You could have breast cancer. Be a breast cancer survivor that, mm-hmm. and the traditional medicine says you're cured.
Right. But
it'll come out maybe in a divorce, maybe in a car accident.
Well, and we don't realize that our behavior.
Yes.
Our behavior is really affected by those energies.
It's an expression of that emotional story.
That is real. That is absolutely correct.
So here's a make-believe story just to give you an idea. Okay. If let's say someone invents a machine, and I suspect there's machines out there already, that can heal everything.
Okay.
You know, that can change a vibration, heal everything. Mm-hmm. Even if traditional medicine came up with a way to manipulate your DNA so that it eliminates all illness and disease.
Mm-hmm. In other words, gives you a perfect immune system.
Yes. Your body's completely healthy. Mm-hmm. And frankly, I think we're moving in that direction.
Yeah. I think,
you know, whether it's traditional medicine or alternative medicine,
right.
I see both of them becoming more and more effective.
That's correct.
But if we don't get the emotions and if we don't get our emotional story, what's going to happen is that expression of our emotional story through physical symptoms is our essence's primary way to say, hey, there's something wrong.
Right.
So if we take that avenue away,
yes.
You know, I never predict the future. We never do that, but we can see this trend coming.
Okay.
If we take that away, what happens is that our emotions will get so
out of control.
That's what I'm looking for, out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's, and that affects our relationships, it affects our money, it affects our ability to work together as human beings to make things better.
Exactly.
That will just explode into dysfunction.
Right. Right.
And what's the takeaway from that?
Okay.
You always have to go to the root.
Mm.
You have to go inside.
Hence the pieces of the puzzle. Putting the pieces back together,
yes.
So to speak,
yes.
or creating a puzzle, having a puzzle, and then being able to lay it out in front of you. That would be the way I would say it.
So for my dad and my relationship with my dad, my dysfunctional relationship with my dad affected my allergy to dairy.
Yes.
But there's all these other things in my life that I won't go into now because we'll have a few minutes. We don't have that much time.
Right.
But all these other areas that I'm it's the puzzle, putting it together.
Exactly.
Her jealousy, her mom's jealousy of her and her abilities is just one part of that puzzle.
Oh, absolutely.
And it affects all parts of her life. And, you know, it's funny, as a couple, you know, we see a lot of people, remember a year ago before COVID, you know, you could go into a restaurant, you know, you haven't gone into a restaurant for a while, but remember when you used to go in a restaurant, we see couples all the time that would sit there and eat, but they'd never talk to each other.
Oh,
you know, when we sit down, you know, whether it's in public or we
not
drive
in
some
public,
place,
yes,
or, you know, we're talking away and it's like, we always have something to talk about.
Exactly.
And the reason is, most of it is we're talking about your story or my story, and we're putting the pieces together.
And also, we also have the ecosystem approach that we're talking about.
Because
once we find the piece, then we clear it. Exactly.
And that's the most important part.
And that's going to bring up the other thing.
Yeah.
buddy. Talk to just a little bit on the buddy system.
Well, we're going to talk about that in the next segment.
Oh, we are. I didn't realize that. Okay.
But the buddy, you know, there's something really neat about doing this process. The archaeology for your life, where you're putting the puzzle together.
Yes.
If you're doing it with someone.
It really
is. You know, and choosing the right buddy, we're going to talk about that in the next segment, is a big deal.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be one. It could be two or three or four.
Right.
You have a group of you together, you know. I think that program Sex in the City, those four women would have done much better together if they would have done the ecosystem approach
together
and cleared each other all the time, as opposed to talked about, you know, all the other stuff. So,
well, and you know what, I want to bring up one other point. I was going to talk about it regarding the pieces, the puzzle of the pieces of the puzzle. There is no requirement in this lifetime that I know of that you have to know and address every single piece of your personal puzzle. There is no way that most of us could do that, because if we're really getting to the root of everything, because it can, the emotional pieces can really affect us, but doing one at a time is an amazing way to get through today.
Well, if you've ever done a jigsaw puzzle,
you
get to a point where you have one, it takes you a long time to get two pieces together.
Yeah.
But as you start to get it, it starts to fill in.
Then more pieces happen.
Yeah, one here, one here, one here, one here, all at once.
Exactly. It's really interesting.
The key is that you have to clear. Mm-hmm. You have to clear those pieces that you put together and say, oh, this is connected to this. I'm going to clear it. I'm going to clear it. I'm going to clear it. And actually, by clearing it, mm-hmm. you lead you to the next piece.
And it does. And without as much fear as the first one brought in.
So here's the most important point.
Okay.
If this is speaking to you right now, if this is touching you, it's like, oh my gosh, I've got to dig up my puzzle and start putting it together.
Right.
Then this is the time for you to start doing the ecosystem approach. And all you have to do is listen to our show every week and go right now to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for the free section. You can do that right now.
Right, right. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The puzzle of your life is in layers and requires years of digging. Yes. Healing yourself without the understanding of emotions connected to your story the healing won't last. Mm-hmm. And healing all disease doesn't get to the root cause in essence and create overwhelming feelings. And the ecosystem approach is extremely effective because it removes the root causes that interferes with your potential.
Love it. In the next segment, we're going to talk about how to get started digging up your life. It can be the most fun and satisfying thing you ever do. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance, from the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out. You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about how to get started digging up your life. It can be the most fun and satisfying thing you ever do. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason, most people have no idea where to get started digging up their life. Can you help them out with this?
You always start where you are. So start digging related to challenges and issues you have right now.
Okay.
Is it money, relationships, health, well-being?
Sure.
If you have a unique problem, start there. And I want to talk about this. You know, a lot of people, we've worked with so many people that have, it's usually women, with sexual abuse issues.
Yes.
You know, who wants to dig that up? You know, most women just, I want to forget about it. I want to move past it.
That's correct.
I want to keep going. And, we're saying it's fun. It can be very satisfying. The truth is that as you start to uncover it and then clear it.
Yes.
It can be satisfying because all of a sudden
it becomes a power.
Yes. When you avoid it, when you push it down, when you say, I want to forget it, it becomes way more powerful.
Well, because it starts to fester.
Yes.
That would be the way I would say.
Then if you just kind of take it out and say, okay, here it is. And I'm not talking about, there's something very special about clearing it.
Yes.
When you take this horrific memory and you start to clear it.
Or memories.
Memories, you know, and it could be over a long period of time. As you start to clear those memories, they don't have the power. They don't have they become infinite in a way.
Exactly. And
to affect you personally.
Exactly. And it's one of the most satisfying things I've helped, I'm going to say people with, because women are not the only ones that are sexually abused.
But it's a major factor in any sort of abuse, any sort of emotional abuse.
Exactly.
Whether it's ongoing or in the past.
Correct.
As you hold it up and say, oh, and you clear the emotion out of it.
Right.
Then you can say, okay, well, I've got options here.
And I want to say this. It doesn't come up as going, oh, well, that's gone and I never have to think about it again. First off, that isn't the way life works. But what does happen is that when these things come up and you've been clearing them, it's a lot easier to recognize it, clear it, stand in your power and move on.
Yes.
It's really, truly amazing. Yes.
So you to get started.
Okay.
If you have no idea, you can always just start clearing numbness. That always works. Okay.
Yes. Always.
You know, start with struggles and issues and challenges you have right now. You know, is it money? Is it a relationship?
Right.
Is it a health issue?
And if it comes up, I don't know. That's numbness, everyone.
Yeah. That's numbness.
That's numbness.
Here's the other thing you could do.
Mm-hmm.
You can start with your Enneagram type.
Oh, that's a really good way to do that.
You know,
you're right.
If you're a six, for example, there's always shame and fear. If you're a seven, there's always hyperactivity and going too fast. If you're a one, it might be control and judgment.
Right.
You know, needing to control everything, judgment everything.
Exactly.
Two, it can be being too nice. You know, people will think that is a bad thing typically. For a two, though, it can be. For a four, it could be drama.
What do you mean?
It could be drama and emotionality, that sort of thing.
Exactly.
So your Enneagram type gives you, your accurate Enneagram type gives you a way to start. So
I like that part too.
So you can take your issues, you can start with numbness, you can start with your Enneagram type.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's the other thing, your emotional story. Now, Patricia's emotional story coincides really well with an archetype of Cinderella. If you look at all the fairy tales, chances are your emotional story will be one of those fairy tales. Now, she said that she saw mine as being Jack and the Beanstalk, which, you know, you said that. I kind of relate to it, but not totally.
Okay.
The Cinderella ones really fits in.
Yes,
You don't have to have a fairy tale archetype, okay?
It
doesn't have to be something. But a lot of times that will work.
Yes.
And that can be can help you understand how that affects you. And just if you understand that it's not just one layer, archaeology is never just one layer.
No.
You go deeper and you go deeper and you go over here and you go over here and you go over here.
Right.
And that's why we use that as a metaphor for this show today.
Right.
Is because you can get to all these different places and it's really amazing. Here's the thing.
Okay.
And at some point your issues converge.
What do you mean by that?
So example, I had a client who struggled with her parents. She struggled at work and she struggled with her intimate relationships.
Okay.
But they were all the same issue.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, of course.
They were about control, trying to direct, being critical of herself and of
just like she was taught.
Just
like she was taught.
So when you start to fill in this story, think of it as a big jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah.
And you start to get into this, the smaller and smaller space. You start to see all these things relate.
They're connecting. Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
We were talking about sexual abuse a minute ago. That power of that abuse, you think you've forgotten it and you've moved past it.
Right.
I guarantee you that is present in all the issues that you have right now.
It's true.
And what with the clearing, and this is, it's not just digging it up, it's clearing it once we do.
Exactly. And from my own personal experience, understand that, it's kind of difficult to maybe even talk about with someone else or even clear by yourself. I recommend talking about it with someone else and then both of you helping you clear. And the reason is that there's a power in that when you release those energies, those feelings that you have about all of this, the memories that you have about all of it, what happens is and you have someone helping you with it, I'm talking about the buddy system, there's a security in knowing that there's somebody out there that is willing to help.
It's like doing a jigsaw puzzle with someone.
Yes.
And you know, I just thought about that, but even if you have a therapist, your therapist can be your buddy clearer.
Yes, that's true.
And just have them listen to the show.
Yeah,
And sign up for our free section. You know, this is, we've worked with a lot of therapists over the years.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And this is very, very effective. Mm-hmm. We see that some people need to talk, but it's at the end of the day, they need to clear.
Yes.
And the talk part, the therapist can do, but we help you with clearing the charge of that emotion.
Yes.
So, should we do the key points?
Okay, Jason, how about the key points for this segment?
Always start digging into your life with problems that you have right now.
Mm-hmm.
Get as many pieces to the puzzle as you can, and then do more clearing for insight and the next steps.
Love it.
Memories will pop up and clear those to reveal the puzzle pieces to your story. Use the buddy system. So as you clear, you'll get memories that pop up and you'll have dreams that pop up and there'll be pieces of this stuff.
Yes.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to go inward and uncover your story and then how to clear it.
I love it. And by the way, today is a great day to start using the ecosystem approach. And with that said, Jason, can you tell everyone how to do clearing?
Okay. So your posture doesn't matter. You don't have to sit in a reverent posture. You don't have to have a head bowed, any of that. You can stand up, sit down, lay down, walk. Drive. You can be doing just about anything.
Right.
But this could be driving, in the shower.
Yeah, it could be in the shower. But if you're driving, yes.
It interferes with singing. It interferes with your singing in the shower. But it does. But you can make your clearing statements into songs too. So you know.
Done that done that with the dogs once or twice.
Yeah, exactly.
The dogs
exactly.
About, yes.
So
and they look at me like, huh? Anyway, go ahead.
So, and I know Olivia's going to put up the picture of the processor. In your mind's eye, in your imagination, throw the negative energies as we say, to eliminate. Mm-hmm. And usually it's veils and illusions, barriers, or specific energies,
right.
Anger, fear, resistance, mm-hmm. things like that.
Yes.
Just put them in from your mind's eye, from your imagination, into that processor.
Right.
If you don't have the processor, if you're listening, if this is audio and you're not watching the picture, you can put it into a trash can.
Yes.
And if you don't have a trash can, like you're driving, put it into an imaginary trash can.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly. that simple. And yeah. then take a gentle breath and then go on to the next one and to eliminate. Yeah.
All right. I love it. And one of the things that you can do is you can use the clearings in the newsletter, correct?
Right.
Is that where they are? In the newsletter. And you can use those kind of as a guide. And it really, then you start to get, you know,
gives you the words, gives and you all the words,
and it
yeah.
really helps you, you know, figure it out. And you can always take one word out and put another one in. It's very interesting.
So
life force energy. So life force energy is the most powerful energy that any of us has access to. We're going to call upon it. We're going to ask it to come in through the top of our head. We're going to let it go all the way down our physical body, including our arms and legs. We're going to stop it at the tips of our toes. We're going to turn that energy around, and we're going to have that life force energy help us remove even more negative energy. Is that good? All right, here we go. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to do some clearing so you can uncover your story and start to put together the puzzle of your life. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
TheAngelLady.net.
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 TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm.
Sue Storm.
TheAngelLady.net.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to the Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show Heart Change Consciousness on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, my name is Diane McClay. I'm comfortable being in front of people. How to make things work in a structured format made me feel a little nervous. Everybody I have worked with on the Transformation Talk team met me with enthusiasm. Their confidence in me spilled over to me and allowed me to just grab onto it and say, oh yeah, that's me and I can own it. Thank you for showing up for me. Thank you for allowing me to put my gifts into the world, and thank you for making me look good while I do it.
Can't get enough of Eye of Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. Eye of Soul, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the energy paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The energy paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to do some clearing so you can uncover your story and start to put together the pieces of your life, the puzzle pieces of your life. Jason, you ready to get started?
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barriers so I can overcome the resistance to digging up my story. Gather up those barriers, roll them into that processor.
Absolutely. And moving along, and to eliminate any fear I have about uncovering parts of my story that I feel guilty about or have regrets about. It's okay. You get to clear that part. It's great. Take a breath. Throw that negative energy into that processor or garbage can.
And to eliminate the feelings of anger, hate, rage, and bitterness about my past that I'd prefer to ignore.
Yeah.
But now's the time to clear them. Gather up those feelings, blow them into that processor.
And to eliminate any feelings of fear and hurt and shame that I have about the past that I want to just leave alone, when the truth is it's time for me to pull them up, clear them, and move on. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see my story, my issues as emotions, and then dig deeper.
Take a breath. And clear them.
Yes.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see my issues related to my Enneagram type. Take a breath. You know, we didn't really talk about that too much, but take a breath.
If you scroll back, we have some shows about the Enneagram, and it's about...
It really helps.
You know, it'll help you with that. So
definitely.
And to eliminate the feelings of fear and terror about what I might dig up or uncover.
Yeah. Take a breath. This is a good one. And to eliminate all the hurt and depression I already have about my past. I release and let go of it right now. Take a breath.
And to eliminate all the hurt and depression that I already have about my past. Mm-hmm. Why would I want to make it worse? When the truth is, when you clear it, it'll make it better.
It does. Yes. Take a breath. And to eliminate any anger I have about my past and the false belief that I should just leave it alone, when the truth is, start standing in your power and get rid of it. It's stuff you don't need. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the feelings of resistance I have to my past when I can clear the pain and hurt. It's clearable.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the false belief that I can dig up the past and just look at it without clearing it. I release and let go of that false belief right now. Take a breath. I want to do one more, and to eliminate the anything that says that stops me in any way from understanding clearing these emotions is essential. Take a breath.
To my well-being, to my behavior, to my money, to my health, to everything.
Everything. Good one, Jason. Yeah.
And to eliminate any thinking that says I can avoid feelings and just do it and force myself to perform. And that's the classic programming way. And we've talked about how toxic that is.
It really is. Take a breath. You don't need that. And to eliminate the clarity. So I can see the empowerment of digging up my past and then clearing all of its effects. One piece of the puzzle at a time. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that clearing my past is very empowering for my life.
Yeah. Take a breath. You know, I just want to say, I'm really attached to the last one that Jason just did because of the empowerment part. That empowerment is so amazing. And once you start doing it, then you'll see it. I'm going to say, give it a try.
Yes.
So you ready to activate life force?
Let me start. Okay.
Okay.
And activate life force so I can have hope to dig up my life story to heal and activate my potential.
Love it.
Take a breath.
Call in that life force. Let it go away to the tips of your toes. Now get rid of anything that's blocking you from activating your potential. And activate life force so I can trust that my essence has the stories that are needed to be cleared and healed. Take a breath. In through the top of your head, all the way to the tips of your toes, and then blow it out.
And to activate life force so I can decide to use the ecosystem approach to dig up my life and to heal all the issues that I have right now and even in the future.
Exactly. Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and get rid of any of the negative energies that are not serving me and that are blocking me. I release and let go anything and everything that's keeping me from that clarity and the awareness and objectivity, which is a big one for me, that I need, want, desire, and deserve starting right now. Take a breath. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
This is a special one for me. It's about commitment and loyalty.
Oh.
You know, I had a client recently who was doing a yoga program, and the yoga teacher asked for an initiation or a commitment to his teaching.
Yes.
That they would, you know, be good students and all these things. And because he understood the ecosystem approach really well.
Yes.
He said, well, wait a minute. I'm not sure, you know, that commitment doesn't feel right. And there's so many venues, whether it's religion or politics or...
How about family dynamics?
Family dynamics, even work, where they ask for an oath of loyalty, where they're asking for... There could be even social organizations where they ask for a certain oath of loyalty, where you have one group think.
Yes.
You know, we're going to talk about that and about the most important place to be loyal, which of course is to yourself.
Yes.
You know, and that's what we see that right now is
exactly.
People aren't being loyal to themselves.
Exactly. Well, then that brings up my question. Why is the ecosystem approach so important to me?
So if you think, okay, yeah, I want to dig up some of my life. Yeah, I want to find out this puzzle. I want to put it all together.
Yeah, why do I do this and how come I react to that?
And then clear the pain of it, clear the negative emotion from it so it can be empowering. You know, one of the things we didn't really talk about today, but when you start clearing these old issues,
yes,
it prevents issues that might have happened.
True. I forgot about that.
Happen now because...
Right. I took that for granted.
Yeah. And we know, you know... one of us is old. I refuse to be old, but one of us might be a little older than the other. But with that said, you know, we've had the same issue and we can see this now because we're putting together the story.
Yes.
Over and over and over again in our life.
Yes. With this area, with that area, with all these things, meaning money, relationships, just life, health.
All of our issues keep recycling.
Yes.
And that's part of the problem. And if you start clearing them, doesn't matter how old or young you are right now, you start clearing them and then they don't have the potential to hurt you or trip you up in the future.
Yes, yes.
So if you if this sounds like it's something you want to start doing, it's really easy. We've made it really easy for you.
Okay.
What you do is you listen to our show every week. Go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org. Sign up for our free section. Be sure and check that box is checked automatically for you for your weekly newsletter, and that has the clearings. Do the clearings every week, listen to our show and do the clearings at the end,
right?
And then get our newsletter, do the clearings in that, and things will start to happen
in ways that will just amaze you. Truly, you know, come join us. And you know what? Get your buddy going and also friends and family as well.
Find a buddy
and
do this together.
This
is something, you know, people start to, we've had so many clients who said, yeah, I've been doing this and this, I have all these revelations and then things become clearer.
Right.
But this guy next to me or this woman next to me they don't get what I'm doing at all.
Yeah.
You know, and
so get a friend to help you out.
It really, really helps with that. And so, and then go to our Facebook page. That's where you can see this as a video.
Yeah.
And our Facebook page address is theecosystemapproach.org. Mm-hmm. On Facebook. Mm-hmm. Please like me. I like to be liked. I really appreciate the likes, and we're getting a lot of people watching.
Yes, we are. It's great.
Pleased about that.
Yes.
And then if you want to send us an email, you can do that at hello@theecosystemapproach.org.
Right. And in those emails, you can ask us questions. You can also request a show. You know, can you do a show on this or that? We would love that. Thank you very much. So next week, we'll connect Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to The Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to The Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.